Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers are known for their folk sound fused with a hint of funk, Motown, and pop. Frontman Joe Hertler's musical aspirations growing up were not to lead a folk band, but to be a professional string player. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spoke with Hertler about the Rainbow Seekers' latest projects and his shifting musical aspirations.
You started your musical career kind of as a solo artist. Mm-hmm. How is it that Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers came to be?
Well, like you said, I was a solo artist, and I got booked a long time ago for this event called Mittenfest in Ypsilanti, and it's just kind of like this hipster folk festival that takes place on kind of surrounding New Year's Eve. And we got booked for New Year's Eve, and by we, I meant myself and this other Lansing band named Loon. We were kind of on this same little mini student-run label called Bigger Brush Media. So we all, like, basically my bandmates were all in this band, and we met through this event and shared a hotel room and pretty much just became buddies, and, like, we put a set together and in the hotel room. They ended up just accompanying me, and we got along. And coincidentally enough, that was also Loon's, like, last show. So I just kind of inherited a bunch of the band members, and another couple of my friends joined from Mount Pleasant over the years, and pretty much we've had a pretty stable lineup since it started. I mean, our four members are still all in the band, and we've added a couple other additions since, expanding the Rainbow Seeker family. So that's how it started. We just liked each other. It's kind of like dating someone, really.
You found your band soulmates.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So in meshing together these different kind of bands, you also mesh together a lot of former frontmen. Is there any ever kind of like ego clashing with that, or does it work to your benefit that you're all kind of that outgoing personality?
There isn't, as long as I'm the boss. No, when I started the project, I shouldn't say I started the project. When we kind of came together, I knew, like, coming from kind of a solo background, that I didn't always really like just being the only guy on stage. You know, I wanted their personalities to kind of be expressed as they're playing. And it's really, I think, just in general, a very collaborative atmosphere. And everyone's kind of has their own vibrant personality on stage. And it's like, I don't really like all the attention being on me all the time. So it sort of takes some of the pressure off. And, you know, it's more fun that way. If everyone kind of feels comfortable doing their own thing, and we sort of trust each other to do so.
So I have to ask about your name. Why are you called Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers? Where does this Rainbow Seekers bit come from?
Right when we were, like, practicing and kind of becoming a band in those early stages of band formation, there was a record by Joe Sample called Rainbow Seeker. And he's like, it's like this Scientologist fusion jazz record, and it's hilarious. Like, all the lyrics are just about Scientology. We think Scientology's hilarious. So, oh, and the record cover was awesome. It's just Joe Sample standing there all, like, esteemed with a rainbow surrounding him. And I'm like, how cool would it be if your band name was the Rainbow Seekers? And everyone was like, horrible. And then that's what it became. It was pretty simple.
Would you play us something?
Yeah.
It's gonna be the title track.
The place you lived became who we are. When the future didn't seem so far, down the walls, but you didn't leave. Because home isn't always what it seems. Buildings grow when the city sleeps, while we ignore the things that grow beneath. We can pull our hands away. Blind. forest floor. I watched you drown beneath root and thorn. Your hair became the grass upon the ground forlorn. Old life uncharted, land unexplored. When the buildings grow and the city sleeps, then we'll become what lies beneath. When the time is right and my body leaves, in my place new life will breathe. In my place new life will breathe. In my place new life will
You're listening to Current State on WKAR, speaking here with Joe Hertler of Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. Last track, unnamed track, that we will know the name of someday when the next record comes
Maybe
out,
by
apparently.
By the end of the show, I'll think of a name for it.
Okay, I like that. We'll inspire you here on KAR. Your latest album slash kind of video release, it was recorded live at Russell Industrial Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to kind of do a well-produced video project, just a live EP, if you will. Yeah, picked Detroit. The kind of the topic was impermanence, and I figured, what better place represents impermanence than Detroit? And I've always loved the Russell. It's a cool building. Partied there many times. And we found a really cool space. It was a big artist co-op, and they let us use the room. And yeah, it's pretty much just how it happened. It was cool. It was really, really fun.
So that project, you're really kind of sharing live performance with your audiences, and you guys are known for being great live on stage, at least I've heard. No, and seen.
Oh.
You guys, you know, you always have props. I've seen fog, confetti, a multiple array of things. Why is entertaining at your live shows, why is that aspect so important to you guys and your music?
Yeah, like, again, coming from that folk realm early on, like, it was so just like exclusive and arms crossed hipsters, like not moving a whole lot. And you know, I kind of started veering into the techno scene, and you have the total opposite of that, just people like flailing about, crazy production. And you know, I respected the folk scene because it was, you know, about the music. It wasn't, you didn't go there to get blasted with CO2 and get confetti thrown all over you. I love that it was about the music, but conversely, it's just more fun to get, like, when the live show is crazy. Like, Foxy Shazam's playing Common Ground too, and like, guy ate a pack of cigarettes on stage. Like, that's hilarious. I would never do that, but I just really respect that, the total opposite side of things with performance, and just making it over the top. And I hope that it doesn't detract from the music, that people still ultimately go there for the music. But, you know, it's kind of just a why not issue to me. And I'm kind of a flamboyant person anyways, so, you know, it's just, we'll just excuse it by saying it's an extension of my own personality. And the rest of my band, for that matter. We're all weird and flamboyant, so.
So you have a new album that you're working on right now. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Yeah.
When it's out?
It's almost done. I just named it finally. And I'm really excited for it. A lot of times when you're working on a record, there's like this point when you hit it, and you're like, at least for me, every time I've ever done a record, I'm like, this is going to be a complete and utter failure. This isn't going anywhere. And then they always seem to just wrap up together, both conceptually and sonically. And it's really kind of been nice to see that happen. And this record definitely has been much more geared towards the full band. Whereas the last, my first record, a lot of it was written as the band was forming, and then we recorded it. So these have been more written for the band, with a lot of space for them to kind of jump around in. So it's really, I would say, less me and more the, it's a Rainbow Seeker album. Like, that's kind of how I feel about it. And I'm really excited to kind of present it in that way. And I think my band killed it.
Joe Hertler is the frontman of Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers. You can catch the group Friday night at Common Ground Music Festival. They're at the Pavilion stage.
What time are you playing at? 10:45 to midnight. So as soon as MGMT lets out, we'll be going on.
Perfect timing, so you can get right over. Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Would you mind taking us out with another song?
I'd love to. And thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, no
problem.
Genuinely
appreciate it. Cool. This one's called Everyone Here. It's just a little pop song. It will most likely not make it to the record. Perhaps something later on.
It seems that you forgot where you started. You blew the candles on the cake at your party. But the faces look the same, and the cigarette smoke completes the frame. So look around at all your friends. They're staying late until the end. 'Cause everyone here is heading home. Everyone here's got a place to go. But you could stay with me if you're alone, to wait out the rain. And everyone here has walked the road. And everyone here's got someone else. But you could stay with me if you're alone, to wait out the rain.
That's Joe Hertler. Joe Hertler and the Rainbow Seekers will take the Pavilion stage Friday night here at Common Ground.